Let me go see. Let me go see. I'll be there.
Hey, Showdown 395. Do you see all that devastation up there in Flint Ridge and Tahunga Canyon of the Temple?
Hey, 395, bring that back. What you say?
You see all that home devastation up there in that flood last night? About 41 homes destroyed up in that mudslide, that temple.
Hey, I was seeing that on the news. You see all the accidents that was out there? One of those accidents, one of them was in critical condition. They was in the same car there, 410.
10-4 rod on that. Man, oh man. I never see how. I didn't think the flood could do all that damage to the car, bend them up like they, was in, like they ran into each other. Just bend them up and just wash them down the hill like they're toys there. I'm back out reading it.
Yeah, 410, you got that right. Well, you know, you ain't paying attention when you're driving, man. Things like that are happening, no doubt about that. But let me jump out of this mobile. I made to the 228, so I got to get back in it, though. 395, the big man got down. I'm gone.
Check.
Yeah, that water is sufficient enough amount. It could pick a car, move it pretty quick. Hey, 395. If you drive along the road and you hit a puddle, your deep area of water, you notice right away there's an effect on your vehicle.
You got that right, sir. 2 seconds, man, I'm telling you, that water lift you off the ground. It's terrible. But I heard a lot of those commuters up there complaining about they didn't get no warning. They got a warning before, someone went to leave. They should know better than to heal and got saturated. All that water done happened before. They should have been getting out of there last night, yeah, 10-4.
Well, if they had to get out of there and take their vehicles with them, they wouldn't be having all them vehicles damaged now. Excuse me.
What I'm talking about, they're hard here. They want to leave. Here, one woman was sitting up there watching the water come down the street, and she waited till the water come into her house before she wake her kids up there, 10-4.
Low down, dirty shame. I'd had them kids up a lot sooner than that.
She done got one in the house, she done got herself on the counter. And she said, well, it's time to wake the kids up. It's too late then, that 10-4.
I hope she had a big counter. Some people just hate to leave their homes, you know. They've spent their life accumulating their homes, or, you know, and they just hate to, you know, if something's going to happen, I guess they just want to be there. But, you know, they pay the price to stay in.
And for right on that, said Bull, I lived out in the rural areas, and I know how the creeks can get. A little small creek can turn into a big river. I know exactly what it can do, but we lived up on the hill above it, and we step on the hill and look at it, boy. That little old small creek turning like a big river there, 10-4.
And don't take long.
Got that right.
All right, 395, you have a good day. Been a pleasure. I'm going to get out of here and start getting dressed and start getting ready to get out of here because I normally leave out of here about 1 or a little after, so. Hey, I would like to get down there early. You never know what's going to happen or what's got to be done, so. I don't like to have haste or go to get a late start, you know, because then it makes you hurry and then you get in trouble.
That's all right, it's setting bull. All right, it's been a pleasure to have a measure. Have a great evening. Don't get wet out there. 395 back on the side or reading the mail.
Shit, check. You know, like I say, we saw it happen with your last hookup there, so I don't think it's the antenna, I don't think it's a coax. I think it's the equipment. Bye.
And I think I have no idea, so I guess I'll talk on this radio until it fades out. Anyway, waving a hand, I'm back out.
Check.
Bye, Roadrunner. I hope you get your equipment to get up. If you got a radio with talkback on it, you can always check your mics out on a talkback position. I had the same problem with my mic, and that thing was, I key the mic down, I get full deflection, but I couldn't get no modulation. And come to find out, it was the mic. I had a radio, I pulled it out of the closet, had talk back on it, keyed down the mic, and nothing happened. So that was my job to go out and cut the cord off and resort it. So, Roadrunner, have a great evening. Enjoy your radio. Hope everything worked out okay for you. 395, back on this quad side.
Yeah, roger that, 395. Well, I tried all different kinds today, so we'll have to see what happens. Waving a hand, I'm back out.
Check, check.
Yeah, well, the microphone worked for a while and then it faded out, but it may have been, you know, who knows, it may have been the radios. I don't think two radios would do the same exact thing twice, but you never know. Now I'm talking on a stock microphone. Anyway, I'm back on the side.
So you got two radios with bad sound on them, and you're using the same microphone,
right?
Well, the other radio I just took out of line, I don't know what the problem is with that. It still keys up, but when it started fading out, I stopped talking about it right away. And I put that D104 back on it. And the only thing that I was using in line that was the same was that jumper cable, but it's got the right continuity. It doesn't have a short or anything, so I don't know if it can be bad. I don't know what the problem is, you know. It seems like no matter what combination I put in there, I put in that Turner mic, was talking on it, and then I started fading away on the Turner mic, too.
Yeah, right.
Well, right now I'm hooked directly to the antenna with no jumpers, no power, stock radio, as far as I know, this radio's stock, but... and a stock microphone, so we'll see if I can talk on it, and if it fades out, I don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes it's good to use two radios, one radio without an antenna to hook up, and that can work good as a talkback, sometimes better than a talkback mod in the radio.
No, I didn't actually, but the problem doesn't seem to be the antenna, because I was just recently talking on my dipole, which is actually in the attic, and is my little backup antenna, and it seemed to do the same thing. I faded away, so I haven't really quite nailed it down other to a jumper cable at this point.
Okay, yeah, I had that trouble years ago, and it was water moisture getting into the coax, but yeah, if you try the different antennas, still doing the same thing, and that's not it. Okay, I just wanted to jump in and see if I could help. You got 843 in Gardena.
Roger that, 843. Well, thanks for the info, yeah. Because the dipole antenna's in my attic, and it's not exposed to the elements. It's not wet. The cable's not outside, so... And it faded out again, so I still haven't nailed it down, but I'll have to keep working on it here.
Yeah, okay. Good luck to you. Get you later.
Hey, Roadrunner.
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me. Hey, my.
Control 395, D's are right away.